From the WGXC Newsroom, this is the WGXC Daily News. I'm Philip Grant. Brendan J. Lyons is reporting for the Times Union. The village of Hoosick Falls has reached a settlement with three of the companies believed to be responsible for the pollution of its public and private water supplies left contaminated with perfluorinated chemicals that were used at factories in the village. Saint-Gobain, Performance Plastics, and Honeywell International, and later 3M and DuPont Company, have agreed to pay $65.25 million to settle a federal lawsuit that will secure cash payments and long-term medical monitoring for thousands of property owners and residents. The preliminary settlement must be approved by a federal judge. Stephen G. Schwartz, lead plaintiff's counsel in the class action case, said, and I quote, "This is an excellent outcome for the residents of Hoosick Falls and the town of Hoosick who have suffered the consequences of PFOA contamination to their drinking water," end quote. The settlement is intended to compensate current and former residents for the potential health consequences of their exposure to the chemicals, as well as the potential loss of property value, and to provide a system of early detection for any related health issues they may suffer in the years ahead. The payments under the proposed settlement could be divided among roughly 1,800 qualifying property owners, and the amounts each would receive will depend on multiple factors. Michelle Baker, one of the plaintiffs whose private well in the town of Hoosick was polluted with PFOA, said, and I quote, "I'm just absolutely grateful. I'm overwhelmed. I'm just thankful for the hard work that everyone put into this. I hope and pray the families that have been affected find some hope and peace in the settlement that has been reached." Read the full story in the Times Union. Bloomberg Law reports that the U.S. House of Representatives voted for a comprehensive bill, 241 to 183, to require the Environmental Protection Agency to regulate the most concerning, and I quote, "forever chemicals," end quote. Local Democrats, Representative Antonio Delgado and Sean Maloney, all voted for the PFAS Action Act in 2021, while Republican Representative Elise Stefanik voted against the measure. Only 23 Republicans supported the bill. The chances of it passing in the U.S. Senate with 10 Republicans voted seem slim. If it does pass, and President Joe Biden signs the bill, it would require the EPA to establish a national drinking water standard for PFOA and PFOS within 2 years. It would also prohibit unsafe incineration of PFAS waste and require the EPA to place discharge limits on industrial releases of PFAS. And you can read more about this story at Bloomberg Law. Susan Arbetter is reporting for Capital Tonight. Former U.S. National Speed Skating Champion and Child Advocate Brittie Farrell, Wednesday, July 11th, announced she is running for Congress, looking to unseat Republican Elise Stefanik. The Saratoga Springs Democrat said, and I quote, "Listen, I think that we need someone who is going to go to Washington and remember us. Elise hasn't, right? We need someone who is going to work on the issues that are important to us. Elise hasn't done that, and I will," end quote. Farrell was a member of the U.S. National Speed Skating Team between 1998 and 2014, setting three American records during her tenure. She later disclosed that she had been abused by her much older coach. Farrell frequently spoke about her experience to the members of the media as well as lawmakers. Her advocacy was widely seen as integral to the passage of the Child Victims Act in 2019. Farrell later founded a nonprofit organization, America Loves Kids, that supports survivors of abuse. As for her ability to defeat the incumbent, Farrell argues that Stefanik is playing into the nation's divisive political rhetoric and that her extreme partisanship is not helping the district. She explained, and I quote, "Is it going to be hard? Yeah, it's going to be hard. But I'm used to hard challenges and fighting for other people, and that's why I'm getting into this," end quote. Farrell said her priority issues include access to health care, good public schools on the K-12 and college level, and universal broadband. Farrell is the third candidate to enter the race to unseat Stefanik. The other candidates include Matthew Pertorti and Ezra Watson. Read the full story at NewYorkStateOfPolitics.com. The Mid-Hudson News Network is reporting the Dutchess County Board of Elections is being sued by Bard College, its president Leo Botstein, and several other petitioners to have its Bertelsmann Campus Center designated as a polling location for Red Hook District 5. Similar action in 2020 resulted in State Supreme Court Justice Maria Rosa allowing two polling places in the district at the Annandale on Hudson campus and at the nearby Church of St. John the Evangelist as a one-time compromise. Bard has been trying since 2005 to have a permanent polling place located on its campus. Each year, though, the college has been denied, which their attorneys say, and I quote, defies fact, logic, and most importantly, the law, end quote. Former Dutchess County Democratic Elections Commissioner Beth Soto and others say the polling place should be moved to Bard. The Red Hook Town Board also support having the polls at Bard, but unless County Republican Elections Commissioner Eric Haight and Democratic Elections Commissioner Hannah Black agree, the voting location cannot be moved unless a judge orders it. A postcard mailed to voters by the Board of Elections in April was, and I quote, confusing, end quote, according to court papers. While it cited the church as the official District 5 polling place, it also said, and I quote, you may continue to vote at the accessible polling place on this card, end quote. Attorneys argue that because the church is not accessible under the terms of the American Disabilities Act, the postcard is misleading. For that reason, the lawyers are asking the state Supreme Court to designate Bard as the polling place for District 5. Read the full story in the Daily Freeman. And that wraps up the WGXC Daily News. For local weather reports, public meetings, community information, or COVID-19 updates, visit our website at WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.